For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. In an era of world politics steeped in the name Trump, it's as good a time as any to look back on an era of Tennessee politics infused with the name Crump, or Boss Crump, as he was known. This colorful Memphis character jumps off the pages of a new history by Otis Sanford, former managing editor of the Commercial Appeal. His book is From Boss Crump to King Willie, How Race Changed Memphis Politics. The author is with us. Thank you for joining us.
It's great to be here, Christopher, and it's good to see you again.
Otis, your book starts in the early 1900s with the arrival of Edward Hull Crump to Memphis. How does this young man from Mississippi set the scene for race and politics for nearly the next century?
Oh, yes, he actually did. Here's a guy who grew up in Holly Springs, entrepreneurial even as a teenager, and so he caught the train in Holly Springs and came to Memphis with really nothing. But he looked around and he saw Memphis politics and the dysfunction in Memphis politics. And he said, we need to fix this. We need to do better. He won his first mayoral election by only 79 votes. And he did not have black support in that first election. He set about to get the African-American support, and he did it. And they fueled that Crump machine that lasted really until his death in 1954.
He had some interesting strategies for getting African-Americans to the polls. Maybe you can tell us about his poll tax scheme.
Well, yes. Memphis back then was a very rowdy town, you know, a river city. You had a lot of dives and brothels. And, well, Boss Crump basically shook down those businesses, got payoffs from them. But he didn't get the payoffs for himself. He got those payoffs in order to pay the poll taxes for people who could not afford to pay the poll taxes in order to vote. And that was primarily African-Americans in this city who did not have the money.
Right, because in the South, poll taxes were essentially created to prevent African-Americans from voting.
That's right.
But here in Memphis, they could because
they could
Boss
because
Crump was paying for the...
He was paying the poll tax fee.
Boss Crump did fulfill a lot of promises he made to the black community, but he was also a staunch segregationist.
Yes, he was.
How did you come to square Crump's views on race with our modern perspectives on race?
I guess I put it this way, and I put it this way in the book. Boss Crump was just a product of his time, and it was just the accepted norm back there by even well-meaning white residents that, yes, we have segregation. But that was just an accepted norm, and Crump was a part of that. He would never have even envisioned an African-American actually running for office, but he cherished their vote.
Reading your book, it's fascinating that some of the racial issues Memphis was dealing with 100 years ago are still affecting the city today. What were some of the parallels that really jumped out at you?
Well, Brown versus Board of Education in May of 1954, it was a bombshell of a decision. Pretty much Memphis, like a lot of other places in the South, just ignored it. It was basically nullification is what it was. And that was the beginning of the fight for school desegregation that really lasted a long, long time. But how that relates to today, well, I mean, look at what has happened here. Yes, the schools were integrated, but then they were basically resegregated because, you know, white Memphians left the city school system.
Otis Sanford, your book also looks closely at the role of the press throughout Memphis history. Two papers, in particular, the Memphis Press-Cimeter and your former masthead, the Commercial Appeal. And in your book, they're almost like sibling rivals with very different viewpoints. As a researcher, how did the voices of these two papers shape your narrative?
They had huge influence. We had dominant editors at both the Commercial Appeal and Press-Cimeter who sort of impacted public opinion in this town in unbelievable ways. So you can't talk about the political history of Memphis without talking about the role that the press played in it.
Another modern parallel, I think, in the case of both President Trump and Mayor Crump is that the media constantly underestimated them, and then Election Day comes as a big surprise.
You are absolutely right about that, and here's even more the parallel that I see. The Commercial Appeal and even the Press-Cimeter, they were anti-Crump people, but they didn't really understand the people who were fueling the Crump machine. They did not understand, really, the African-American community. They didn't have any African-American reporters. They certainly didn't have any black editors. They missed a lot of the community meetings and rallies and things that were going on in the black community, where if they had been involved in that, they could have understood why the African-American community were such supporters of Boss Crump.
Otis Sanford is the Hardin Chair of Excellence in Economic and Managerial Journalism at the University of Memphis and still writes weekly for the Commercial Appeal. His new book is From Boss Crump to King Willie, How Race Changed Memphis Politics. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Christopher, for having me.